Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you guys with us. I am in the house. That's me. I'm Eric. And Sean behind the boards. And Don is out gallivanting doing something. I don't know what it might be. But nonetheless, we are going to have a good show today. Lots of cool stories. And dog owners, what to get a dog owner, a hunting dog owner that you just always wish you knew, but now you're going to know. Got those things picked out for you and a ton more coming right up.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa. Ashkenam Resort on Ash River in northern Minnesota is a destination you're looking for. Ashkenam offers everything for the angler or family vacation with access to Lake Cabotogama, Namekin Lake, and the gateway to Voyageurs National Park. Thousands of acres of clean, refreshing water all available to you. This is your destination for your next fishing trip or family vacation. Check us out on thevalleyoutdoors.com. Do I need to say walleyes, northern pike, and crappies? Well, it's always good to have you guys hanging out with us. Love that. And I love coming up with the stories. You know, it's kind of funny when you look at all the different methodologies, Sean, that you come up with them, the different sources that you get stories from, and you hunt and search and try and find the cool stories. And talk about a challenge, man. I'm telling you, it is always a challenge, but some of the stuff that I'd like to put on, I'm like, no. I just can't do it.
It's like the biggest part of my day is doing that, trying to find something, you know,
interesting to talk about.
Right.
Yeah. So prime example, right now, talking about tip of the week. So I'm thinking in my mind, I'm like, what would be a good thing to do? And of course, I just got done talking to a friend of mine who just spent the day on Lake Erie. And he said it was 37 degree water. Yeah, 37 degrees out. I don't know. I wasn't sure what I believe it's in the low 40s temperature wise. And I thought, you know, there's a lot of things they don't want to bring their boats out in this time of year. They're afraid you're going to have problems, but there's things that you can do to protect the boat and make sure that you get that good late season fall bite, because now is when the fish are on fire. I know the saugers here and the red wing are going big time. I mean, it's waylay right now. And Erie, same thing. The only thing in Erie is you have to dodge the windy days that are this last week had some extremely windy days. And a couple buddies of mine went out early in the week and did pretty darn good. So, you know, one of the things that comes up, what do I do? I'm going to put the boat in the water. It's going to get frozen overnight. I'm going to break things. Two things you can do. One is I always put a plug in the live well, so from the outside, so you don't let any water into the system that prevents you from having any issues at all. You put a biodegradable antifreeze into the live well, right into the deal. Make sure that you don't have any issues with that and let it sit in there. That's fine. But you don't have to worry about it. Just don't let it, you don't have to have it come up to the top of the live well or, you know, come into the actual where the fish are. You're going to eat, the fish are cold, so they're going to be fine anyway. Just bleed them out and you're fine. So that's a big thing. The other thing that I like to do if you're using your boat multiple times in the winter, when your boat is off the trailer, give it some shots of WD-40. You're going to say, what? Why would I do that? Couple reasons. Way back when I first started fishing the tour, we found that at night, you know, you pull your boat off in the daytime, you know, the late afternoon or early evening, and you put it on the trailer and it's cold. It's definitely freezing at significant freezing temperature overnight. The boat's setting on it and it's going to freeze. Well, the problem comes in if your boat freezes to the trailer, you got yourself some problems. And the WD actually displaces that, so you don't have that issue of the water and the boat adhering to each other. Because what you'd have to do is unhook the back straps and drive it over curbs. You'd have to jump it off of different, like any obstacle you could find to jump off the trailer off of so it would bounce. Okay, now, safety tip that goes with it. If in the past you've been used to unhooking your trailer while backing it in winter, don't do that. That's going to help you. Don't do that. Leave the boat hooked up until you get it near the water. Then you can disconnect it and then go in the water, because otherwise you'll be one of those statistics that we hear about. The boat ended up on the launch ramp and we had to have a tow truck or wrecker come out and lift it back onto the trailer. Just don't do that. Understand that's a big thing. So that's important. Those two keys are important. And lastly, tip your motor down while it's still warm. Let the water drain out. Get it out completely so it doesn't freeze in the water pump, and you'll be just fine. Give it one quick fire, and you're done. That's it. You can run your engines over and over and over. Not a problem. Not a big deal. And, of course, always put the fuel treatment in the tank so you don't have to worry about treating it later. Then you're going to be just fine. So those key elements are definitely going to help you guys get on the water, stay on the water, not worry about breaking your live well pumps and live well system, the plumbing in the boat. You're not going to have to worry about the engine having a failure with the water pump, and you're going to have a much better time when you're out there. So, and a sunflower heater. It's always nice to be comfortable when you're out in the water. So make sure that you kind of follow those kinds of things when you're out in the water. When you're in the boat, I think one of my big things is I try to use also a bait caster. And believe it or not, the main reason is I'll use a right-handed bait caster because I'm right-handed. I primarily use that. I can keep my left hand in my pocket, and I can retrieve and drop the lure. And in a lot of cases used in the river, you can use two. If you can't use one bait per line, you don't have to worry about playing around with the spinning rod and trying to get this the line and everything else. And you can do it with a standard, like a neoprene gloved hand, and it works great. So be comfortable by all means. If you're not comfortable in the water, it's your time in the water. You're not going to stay out very long. End of story. So that is a key element in making sure that you are comfortable on the water. Also, this snow we had this last week, if you are going to go, make sure that you have some salt with you and or sand in the trunk, because launch ramps are going to be slippery. They're going to be dangerous, and you need to make sure you have that. I know the Everett's Resort down here, they provide salt. They salt the ramp, and you're going to be safe and sound. That's not a problem. So that's relatively easy. And, you know, that when it comes down to it, I went to a early season event up on the Rainy River. Now, Sean, you have to imagine there's hundreds and hundreds of boats going up there for their early spawning run on the Rainy River. The issue becomes when people drive their boat out and don't slow down to let the water drop off the boat, and they drive right up on the ramp. Well, the water builds up, freezes, and it creates almost a foot and a half edge on the ramp. So really, courtesy for other people, if you do late season fishing, make sure when you pull the boat out, you pull it nice and slow, get to where the wheels are at the water, let that water drain, you know, 30 seconds, just get most of the water to drain off before you pull it up and create a slippery mess for everybody else out there. And it's ramp etiquette in the fall. It is ramp etiquette in the fall. So some key tips to help you guys have fun when you're late fall fishing. So we're going to take a break and we'll be back. We're going to talk a little bit about 5 deer organs you should eat. Okay, let's see what that comes out like. Stay tuned.